Hi there, this is Michelle.
And Ted.
And this is our podcast for Faith Radio Mornings. If you've missed anything during the mornings, you can always come right here and hear everything you've missed.
We're also very grateful for your ongoing support of us here at Faith Radio. If you'd like to contribute, just click on the Support Faith Radio tab right here on the webpage.
Thanks again for listening. Enjoy the podcast. You're listening to Ted and Michelle on Faith Radio, and joining us this morning is Cindy McMiniman. She's an award-winning writer and national speaker, has authored several books, including When Women Walk Alone, and now this latest book, When a Woman Inspires Her Husband. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
So, Cindy, we've been talking about this a lot, about the fact that you say in your book that men have dreams, but when it comes to their life, they feel like they have two options, and that's to work full-time and to work full-time. Talk about that and the interesting spot this puts most men.
Well, again, when it comes to women, we can sometimes say, well, I think I'm going to work full-time for a while, and then I'd like to have a baby and stay home with the baby, and then I think when the baby goes to school, I might work some more, and we tend to have different options. For men, so much of their life is work. It's providing for their family, providing for their wife, wanting to make them, you know, a better life, and their life can be consumed by that, and it's so important to men, for men to still have dreams, and so we as their wives need to be able to draw those dreams out of them, so that their life isn't just about work and just about what they have to do. They were created to enjoy life, too, and a wife has a very special privilege of being able to draw those dreams out of him.
Yeah. Cindy, tell us your story and where this came personal for you. What was your motivation behind writing this?
Well, basically, I wanted transformation in my marriage. I was one of those wives that would often say, God, would you just change my husband? Would you make him more sensitive to me? Would you make him communicate with me more verbally? Would you make him more like this and more like this? And I have discovered that real transformation starts when we're willing to say, God, would you start with me? So one day I said, okay, God, maybe you brought me to him for how I can help him, for how I can be more sensitive to him, how I can draw certain things out of him. So would you show me what I need to do so that we have that kind of transformation in our marriage? And, you know, when you are focused on giving, not getting, it transforms your marriage. And so I had also many readers of my book, When Women Walk Alone, who were married, and they said, Cindy, you know, how can I make my husband want to walk alongside me? So I sat down with my husband and interviewed him, and I interviewed about 25 to 30 other men who had been married at least 10 years and asked them questions like, what resonates with your heart? What would you love for your wife to do? What would make your marriage better? How would you be able to dream more and enjoy life with your wife? And this book is basically, the contents of this book is pretty much what every husband wants in his marriage, and I know he's going to want you to read it.
Yeah, well, speaking as a guy, I'd recommend that, sure. Okay, yeah, I can go along with that. We're talking with Cindy McMiniman. She's an award-winning writer and national speaker. Her latest book is When a Woman Inspires Her Husband, Understanding and Affirming the Man in Your Life. Cindy, so what are just a couple of these things that draw a husband's heart closer to his wife?
Well, a husband wants to be respected, he wants to be admired, and he wants to feel like he's winning. And unfortunately, those are three of the basic mistakes that wives make. Again, in doing all these interviews, I'm finding that most of the time we as wives expect our husbands to just be more like women. But we have girlfriends who can shop with us and be real sensitive and cry with us. Men are going to be men. They're going to be different. And we also tend to act like their mothers rather than their cheerleaders. We act like their mother rather than their girlfriend. And we also tend to be a critic rather than a cheerleader. And one of the main threads I found running through every interview I did with a husband is that he really needs to feel like he's winning. So if he feels great at the office and he's getting all his affirmation there, he's going to want to be there. If he feels great under the hood of a car and he's a really great mechanic, he's going to want to be in the garage doing what he does best. And if he comes through the door at the end of the day and he's there at home and that's where he's praised and that's where he's admired and that's where he's loved and respected, he's going to want to be there. And so what can really draw our husband's heart toward us is when we, as wives, let them know, you are winning in my eyes. You're doing a great job as a husband, as a father. I really want you around.
Cindy McMiniman is our guest this morning on Faith Radio Mornings. If you have a question, you can call us at 1-877-93-FAITH, 1-877-93-FAITH. After the break, we're going to talk with Cindy about how us women can encourage the men in our life to dream and how we can stop that criticism that stops that process of drawing us closer to each other. But if you have a question, you can call us at 1-877-93-FAITH. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and Michelle. I have to tell you a story about Mike. He's been married for 11 years and has three young sons. And he says, when I come home and my wife greets me with a kiss and the kids come running with arms open wide, yelling daddy and crashing into me with a big hug, I know I'm doing something right. He said, I feel like I'm winning in my marriage when my wife feels good about our relationship and how I'm meeting her need. Cindy McMiniman is our guest this morning. She's the author of When a Woman Inspires Her Husband. Cindy, you mentioned this earlier, how women tend to be critical and tend to act more like the man in their life's mother than right. their girlfriend or wife. So what do you talk to women about as far as things to avoid and how to change that pattern?
Well, one of the things is to not be the critic, to be the cheerleader instead. We can sometimes not even realize when we are maybe destroying a dream or just discounting them, or even sometimes when I'll make sure when my daughter was young, I had these explicit instructions, and my husband would often say, I know how to take care of her. She's just as important to me as she is to you. I'm not going to blow it. And I didn't realize that when I was saying, make sure you do this, make sure you do this, and I'd call in to check in, that what I was saying was, I don't think you're good enough at watching her as I am. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, husbands having dreams of what they'd love to do, I've seen that wives can be classic dream destroyers without even realizing it. There's certain things that we say that we think we're saying I love you through those things, but what we're really saying is I don't believe in you. For instance, we can say, well, be careful, but what we're saying is I don't really think you can do that. Or we can say, you know, that's just too expensive. We could never do something like that. And when we say that, we're really saying that's a dumb idea. It's never going to happen. And so affirming our man is very important through just positive response, through letting him know, hey, if there's a dream that's going to surface out of his heart, if he mentions he's always wanted to move to Montana and live on a ranch, rather than saying, why on earth would you want to do that, or we could never afford the money, our house will never sell, maybe you could say, what is it about Montana that you'd really love? Do you really love the outdoors that much? Let's talk about that. If that dream even surfaces, then give it a place to go instead of destroying it with maybe those little things that we don't realize are coming across as critical.
Yeah, that's a good point there, Cindy. And on the other side of it all, if a woman is doing all that she can do and really is trying to heed your advice that you're giving in the book, When a Woman Inspires Her Husband, if they're doing that, how can they continue in that, or what should they do differently if their husband just isn't responding? You know, as a guy, I can speak for guys, we're clueless sometimes, you know, and that. So if the husband's not responding, what can women do?
You know, I hear women say that a lot. I've done everything I can. I'm the one that's given him the books. I'm the one saying we should pray together. I'm the one doing this. I'm the one that's doing that. And what I've often found is many times when we're doing that, the goal in all that is to get him to respond in the way we want him to respond. So I often tell women, when they say they're doing all they can, many times we're not. When I say, you know what, go to him and ask him, what is it I can do? Instead of going through the list of what you think you can do to make him respond a certain way, just ask him that simple question. What do you need from me as a wife? What's the one thing I can do today to make your day go better? How can I bless your life? I said, and then take his cues. Often what he wants is far less complicated than all the things that we're doing.
Good point there. And along those lines, we had a caller, Amy from Edina, called in and said, well, how do you become the cheerleader when the situation has been difficult? Or how do you change from being critical of your situation or your relationship to being encouraging?
Well, like I said, there's often many things that we want to see happening in the marriage, but if we can pinpoint the positive and encourage that, that's the behavior we'll probably see more of. So in other words, let's say there's 9 things your husband is doing that you really don't like, but there's one thing he's doing really good. What if he's just, what if he's spending every Saturday with the kids? Or what if he's just going to work on time every day and coming home and bringing a paycheck home once a month? Encourage that and support that. Thank you so much for being that provider that we need. Again, as your husband begins to get affirmation from you, as he begins to see that you believe in him in certain areas, he will end up trying more because he really needs to hear that. And one thing I heard from husbands is, in addition to needing that affirmation, all of them in the interview said, I want it most from my wife, not from their boss, not from their buddies. They wanted to hear that affirmation from their wives.
Cindy, I thought it was interesting that in your book you have a section in each chapter that is written from a man's perspective. Mm-hmm. Outside of the fact that men want to be affirmed most by their wife, what was some of the other surprising things that you found?
I found that men are very simple, not complicated. We as wives are the ones that get complicated. Their needs are very basic. They don't need their house to be spotless and in perfect running order. They just need it to be a place where when they come through the door that they're welcomed, that they're accepted. They need it to be a safe place where they feel loved. They don't need to have these grandiose dreams of, you know, traveling the world. They just need to every once in a while be able to just relax and do something they want to do. I found that a lot of men just kind of need their veg time. They need that time when they can just sit alone and do nothing in front of the TV. Doesn't mean they don't want to be with us. It means they need that time to just process and think about nothing. That's a difficult one for me because I'm thinking, how can you think about nothing? Isn't there always something that goes through a mind? With men, there really is times when they think about nothing.
Amen.
You know, both Ted and I are laughing because it took me until I was in my second dating relationship to fully grasp that truth. And I said that to a coworker. I said, you know, my boyfriend, I asked him what he was thinking and he said nothing. And I really find that hard to believe. And he said, Michelle, the sooner you get that concept, the better your life is going to be.
There's a blank box in there. They go to it sometimes.
That's right. It reminds me of a previous guest we had on that talked about the analogy of a battery. When it's charging, what is it doing? It's doing nothing. It's recharging, right? So it's a good analogy.
That's a good one.
In the last couple minutes we have with you here, Cindy, again, for our listeners, talking with Cindy McMenamin. She's the author of a new book, When a Woman Inspires Her Husband. We'll have links up at faithradionet.com. In the closing couple minutes, Cindy, if a woman is married to a husband that's not a Christian, how should she proceed in this advice?
Well, you know, I quoted a friend of mine, biblical counselor Elise Fitzpatrick, who said, it is right for you to love your husband, even in his rebellion, because God has loved us in our rebellion. And so instead of looking at what he's doing wrong, that unbelieving husband needs to see your unconditional love, maybe even more so than a believing husband, because how else is he going to understand God's love for him? And so I have the last chapter in my book is called Loving Him as God Does. And it talks about that gift of unconditional love that we've received from God that we can give to them by saying, you know what, because of who you are, I will love you because that's how God loves me. And I've always seen God honoring that in a marriage when we love sacrificially and unconditionally.
Cindy, earlier this morning we talked about being a successful leader, and John Maxwell was on with us talking about leadership principles. And in this day and age, little girls are raised to be very headstrong. And so as a result, you have a lot of women who are just natural born leaders. But that goes against the grain of a biblical family where the men lead the family. So how do you counsel women to really let their husbands lead their family?
Yes, I have a chapter called Letting Him Lead that you saw there. And part of that is knowing when to back off. Many times if a woman comes in too strong and she's got her ideas of how the kids are going to be raised and how there's going to be spiritual leadership in this home, and our ideas are often different than theirs. And some men don't. They are leading, but not in the way that we picture it or think it should be because it's different than our personality. Many times we need to back off. We need to pray for discernment and say, God, show me the areas in which he's leading already, but I've been walking all over it, and help me to back out and let him lead the way you've designed him to lead. And we have to realize that that's going to look a little different, and it may take a little longer, and it may be done in a different way, but that's allowing him to lead in the way God's designed him. For instance, not always just barging out ahead, and I tend to be that way. And my husband, you know, finally told me, you know, Cindy, I will talk to our daughter about things, but you got to give me a chance to instead of rushing in and doing it first.
Cindy McMiniman and, is our, sorry to interrupt
That's
you,
okay.
Cindy, we're up against the end of our show, but Cindy is our guest today. You can find more about her and her latest book, When a Woman Inspires Her Husband, Cindy McMiniman. Her website is strengthforthesoul.com. Thanks for joining us, Cindy.
You're welcome.